and I said, "I'm capable of giving Jilly a good bath. That's Jolly's baby here." And I point my head to Jolly. Now it's Jolly's turn, and she goes completely limp. I poke her. The teacher sees whatever it is in Jolly's eyes and says, "It's okay. You're a guest this time. Guests don't have to, if they don't want to." If Jolly was to tell you about that moment, she'd say, "I was invisible. I wasn't there." But I'm a witness, and I know she was. I saw three sets of eyes in the circle get superior, and I saw the teacher raise her hand like smoothing her hair, but her thumb was in a subtle way pointing to the sign she got disgusted enough to make last week on the wall. Common decency in this room at all times, and don't you even dare pretend you don't know what that is. So Jolly got incomplete benefits from the class that day, but she lived through it. You don't learn your steam till you have to talk and keep talking. It takes some people longer than others. And I went home without any pay, of course. Where's Jolly gonna get any money to pay me? But I stood in the shower, shampooing my hair from the peanut butter Jilly dragged through it, and I laughed and laughed. What was so funny, you ask, was how me and Jolly and Jilly and Jeremy must have looked on the bus and in the hallway.